That's right here. So that's the Yom HaBemor, the first is still Yom HaBemor, we don't care about what Rebbe did. But the Yom HaRebbe, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The time you learn like this, Rebbe Yomer, HaKol HaVeru Shabbat Torah, no, HaVeru Shabbat Torah, Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Lo Yosa Tshuva. Whether the person does do Tshuva or does not do Tshuva. Still, Rebbe Shita is Yom HaKippur Mechaper. The day of Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. Even on a merit, even a person that does not do Tshuva. Chutz excluding Miperikol, somebody that's a Kaifer Biker, Rashi says, he takes off the yoke of Hashem, he denies Hashem, or else Omagala Ponabatera, that means he dances the Torah the wrong way. Rashi says, the Gimri Azus Ponab, the great Menashe Shah Yeshub Doris Kagodish Adafi, he takes the Torah and dances it the wrong way. He makes fun of the Torah. If you Magala, you open up Ponab different ways in the Torah, for this Yom Kippur Zamachapur. Umeitha bris the basar, or else somebody does not make a bris milah. In such these three averis, Yom Kippur is not mechaperon. These three averis depends. Shema said, "Shuv, if the person does do tshuva, then Yom Kippur mechaper. V'yimla, then Yom Kippur mechaper." So that's Rebbe Shita. So that's what Mishnah means to say that on Yom Kippur, the son of Zaz is mechaper, even on a person that does not do tshuva. Now, so that's what it means, Isra say. And Isra say on Yom Kippur is a Chiddush. That the whole year round, if you do not do tshuva, you have no kapara. But on Yom Kippur, there's a kapara. The Sayul HaZazel is what's mechaper even on a person that does not do tshuva. My time of the Rebbe, what Rebbe's reasoning? The time of the Rebbe like this. Ki Devar Hashem Boza. You mevazel the words of Hashem. Zer what is the go on? Ha-perik oil. Somebody takes the oil. That means you close the Bikra, you deny Hashem. Or Megala Ponim Torah. You take the Torah and darshan it, you make Yosha the wrong way. You Megala Ponim, open up the wrong Ponim to the Torah. The Yes Mitzvah say, hey, so then the Pesach says, he destroys my Mitzvah. Zeha Mesa Bris Bavasar. Means he does not have a Bris Mila, deliberately. On such a place, that on these three verses, the Torah says, he chorus, he chorus. You cut off. What does that mean? He chorus lefona lefne Yom Kippur, you cut off before Yom Kippur, and also he chorus liach Yom Kippur. It means even after Yom Kippur passes by, still you have no kapara. You still have your chiyuv chorus on you. Yoko, I would have thought to say, afilu osa tshuva, maybe if the person did tshuva on these three averus, also who remained with the chiyuv chorus, Talmud Lemana, the prophet says, avreina bo, that he still has his chet with him, he still has the oven. Lo yamata, he only said this, and the Bizman Shavain Abu. When do we say this? He chorus. That he still has the chiv, even after Yom Kippur, that's only without tshuva. But if he does do tshuva, then he doesn't have it. So here with this Rebbe Shita, that Yom Kippur is mechaper on Shar Averis, even without tshuva. The only three Averis that need tshuva on Yom Kippur are these three special Averis. But any other Averis, Tam and Yisra say, just living through Yom Kippur alone is mechaper. But Rabbanon, do they hold no? Rabbanon hold no, even on Yom Kippur, it's not mechaper on any Avera. Only if you do tshuva. So Rabbanon, what do they do with this pasuk? He chorus, means Bolam Azer, and he chorus Olam Abba, that's what it means to say. That for these three Averas, you'll be cut off, you will not be Zecha, Olam Abba. These are part of the Mishnah Sanhedrin, of Ein Lam Chedek Olam Abba. Avon Abba, what do they do with the word Avon Abba? Means, Shemosha tshuva umeis. If they do tshuva, then they die. So misa memarekis. When he dies, the misa, the death, that's memarek, that cleans them off. That's his kapara. But Mashenkin, without that, these three averus you still have. But Yom Kippur itself, they hold, it's only mechaper if you do tshuva. Rashi says, Rabbonin, Yislu nami b'shar averus, v'yayim kippur mechaper, al shein shovin. They hold Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless you do tshuva. So what's the special plastic of the chorus, the special creases, means for these three averus, you're not very concerned in my book. That is what it says. Only Moses Mutmus, like Rebbe. Can you put our mission, according to Rebbe Shita, that holds Yom Kippur's Mechaper, without Shuva, for me the Sefer of Yudi, since the Sefer of our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yudi, is the whole Reish and Amri of Yudi. Our Reish has to come according to Rebbe Yudi also.
Yediktoni is safer because you enter in a safe like this. Echod Yisrael, v'yechod Kahanim, v'yechod Kohen Mashiach, he will have that kapara from the Sefer Mishtaleach. He is the Shara Zeris, So there was this here from Yehuda that holds that by Shara Veris, even the Kohen Gadol, even the Kohanim, have the Kapor from the Sarah Mishaleach. Now, Uman is the high Svar, who holds this Svarah? That even the Kohanim also have the Kapor from the Sarah Mishaleach. Lafuka, the other man, the Yama, that says no, they have all the Kaporis from the special power that Kohen Gadol brings. So, Uman is the high Svar, Rabbi Yehuda. If so, McLeod, the ratio of Yehuda, so it has to be the ratio of Anish, also goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you say the ratio of Amishta goes according to Rebbe? So Marin says, I'm a Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe, real Amishta goes according to Rebbe. But the Sevelok Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe himself, that heals the Shita in Kippur and Chapa, even without Shuva, Rebbe also holds like Rebbe Yehuda Shita, that the Kohanim also have the Kapora on Shara Veris from the Sarah Mishalech. So Amalai Abaya, Abaya says, like yes, Rebbe Yosef, like Amalai Abaya, Tatka Koma Mad, you mean exactly what you said, that Rebbe Sevelok Rebbe Yehuda, Avo Bot, Rebbe Yehuda Lay Sevelok Rebbe, that Rebbe Yehuda would not hold like Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda would not agree that from Kippur and Mechap without Shuva, and really maybe, all you meant to say was that neither Rebbe Sevelok Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. But it could also be, after Rebbe Yehuda Sevelok Amik Rebbe, that Rebbe Yehuda could also hold like Rebbe. Miyubat Urcha de Milsa Kabani, you know why he said that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda? Because Urcha de Milsa, the name of the Talmud, Sevelok Rebbe, that a Talmud like Rebbe showed like a Rebbe of Yehuda. Therefore, Rebbe Tak holds like Rebbe Yehuda. That we say, Mishtaleach, even the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, have the Kapora. But it could be also the opposite, that Rebbe Yehuda also holds like Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Shuva. Omre, he said back in our business, says, in Dafka Kamina, I meant the Dafka what I said. That Rebbe, Sevelok Rebbe Yehuda, it's not true, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Ava Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe Yehuda, Loi Sevelok Rebbe, he doesn't hold like Rebbe. That Rebbe Yehuda does not hold that Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Shuva. Tatani will not like this. Yochai Ha Yom Kippur Mechapa. Al Shavim Vi Al Shainim Shavim. That Yom Kippur Mechapa would do Shuva and do Shuva. The Dinu wrote the furthest way. Hoyo Vechatis Vi Yosha Mechapa. Vi Yom Kippur Mechapa. Machatis Vi Yosha Ein Mechapa Melo Al Shavim. Like a korban is only mechap if the person does tshuva. So therefore the svar should be, af yom kippur ein mechap ein ala shavim, who are then yom kippur also? And that's balocho, that yom kippur is only mechap if the person does tshuva. So that's one way to look at it. Or else, ma lechatas fi yoshim shei mechap ein ala meizim, maybe no. Chatas fi yoshim be kabon, if they're only mechap a person does a chet b'shoigig. But not if he did it be meizit. But Tiyom Liyom Kippur, Bav Yom Kippur is Mechapah Shem Mechapah El Amazit. Kishayg, even a person did an Aver B'Mazit is Yom Kippur is Mechapah, just like an Aver B'Shaygeg. If so, maybe the story is Hayulu Mechapah El Amazit. Since Yom Kippur is Mechapah an Aver that you did, B'Mazit, Kishayg, just like a Shaygeg, maybe Yechapah Al Shavim V'Al Shenim Shavim. Maybe you had in Yom Kippur Shem Mechapah where the person did Shuva, or where a person did not do Shuva, maybe like Rabbi Svara. Talmud Lomar, but this the pasuk says no. Ach cholok says ach a cholok the chiluk that Yom Kippur is not mechaper in everything. Only has certain things, yes, and not everything. So what do the certain things mean? It means only if you do tshuva. Rashi says ach cholok ach the yes lachodesh hashvi yaze Yom Kippurim hu. The chol achim rakim yutim lanucha shepom mishen Yom Kippur mechaper. There are times that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and who is that? If you do not do tshuva. Now this is a stam sefri. So now, Stam Sefri, that the Torah is Kohanim, which is in the Vayikra, and Rashi says, that's Rebbe Yehuda. Hoka Minu Sanhedrin, Bela Rana Chuznapim. So Stam Sefri, Man of the Gemara says, Rebbe Yehuda goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda holds clearly, you call Ma Shavim, Min La Shavim Loi. You see, clearly Rebbe Yehuda holds, that only Yom Kippur is only Mechapi if you do Tshuva. If you do not do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is not Mechapi. But Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. Only Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that the Kohanim have their Kapora with the Soya Mishalech. Having more says, Romi Stam Sefri, a Stam Sefri, or Esther Stephen, a Stam Sefri, Tatanya, Yoch, or Loy Yom Kippur Mechaper, Hilim came a son of boy, if you did Shuva, to call a Mikro Kurdish, and you called it a Yom Tif, Vuyosa Bem Locho. But what's going to be Loy Yom Kippur, you did not face the Koran Mikro Kurdish, Vuyosa Bem Locho, and nine, Tamlom Yom Kippur, who? You call Mokka, it is a Stam Sefri, says, Go to Steve, you see a Stam Sefri, you'll be like Rebbe, that Minas Stam is Mechaper, even without doing Shuva. One goes according to Rebbe, and one goes according to Rebbe Yehuda.
Rebbe Mordechai answers, "Hover Hover Rebbe." Both go like Rebbe. Mordechai Rebbe, the chorus diuma, that if you not knowing like Yom Kippur, the chiyuv chorus Yom Kippur itself, or you did eat, or you do malach on Yom Kippur, Rebbe agrees on this. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Diuma say Mordechai, you don't have like this chorus Yom Kippur and Rebbe left lay. And so how would Rebbe chiyuv chorus on Yom Kippur? Like any time you're doing avera in Yom Kippur, you should have a kapara. Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. That's the proof. Even according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for the chai decreases of Yom Kippur itself. Somebody says, no, Allah Allah, why not? Mishkach is going the yavid b'layla that you did the chet at night time. Or miss and you died right away. For the day of Yom Kippur did not pass by, did not get your kapara. So it could be that maybe if you live through the day of Yom Kippur, it's mechaper even on the chiyuv chorus of Yom Kippur. But you're talking about the person died at night time. That's when it's the chiyuv chorus of Yom Kippur.